USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Announcing it this morning, former Democratic congressman from Texas, Beto O'Rourke, says his run for the White House in 2020 will be different.
It's being with people. It's listening to people. It's being respectful of every single person in every community, never asking your party affiliation or wanting to define you by your differences.
O'Rourke announced initially with a video posted this morning and then showed up at a coffee shop in Iowa. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin suggesting he'll protect President Trump's privacy if he receives a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. Mnuchin does say at a hearing this morning if he receives the expected request,
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury and I will follow the law.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to ask for the documents soon. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Rockies digging out from a huge blizzard as major flooding is now impacting the plains. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes bearing down on the Midwest and South. There's a tornado watch out for Arkansas, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee, and southeastern Missouri. The acting FAA administrator says the FAA is a data-driven agency, and that's why Daniel Elwell says it took some time before they made the decision to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 aircraft, but they say they did get data that determined there's evidence linking the Ethiopian Airlines crash of such a jet on Sunday with a previous crash in Indonesia.
That's why we grounded the airplanes. We got new information yesterday, and we acted on it, and it is in our minds now, a link that is close enough to ground the airplane.
He was speaking to NBC News there. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Ireland today, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A mafia boss who was shot outside his home in New York is dead. Francesco Cali was gunned down while walking outside his home on Staten Island. The 53-year-old Cali was believed to be the head of the Gambino crime family. Reports in the city of New York are that Cali was shot several times, and New York police do say the shooter took off in a blue pickup truck and no arrests have been made. The British Parliament votes today on whether to ask the European Union to extend the March 29th deadline for the UK to leave the Union. It comes after MPs voted yesterday not to leave without a Brexit deal. And on Tuesday, they voted to reject the deal Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with that trading bloc. A request for a delay would have to go before EU leaders when they meet in Brussels next week. And students across the nation are suing over the college cheating scandal. A lot of the schools involved in it, Stanford, USC, UCLA, Yale, Wake Forest, and others, named in the lawsuit after the feds charged 50 people this week, including wealthy parents, coaches, and some actresses in what's been dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. They paid bribes, according to the FBI, that were funneled through a Southern California businessman to get the kids into those colleges. Students are claiming they were denied a fair opportunity to gain admission because of the scandal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.